This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight, the latest from the Russ movie shooting.
Does Alec Baldwin himself face criminal charges?
All options are on the table at this point.
The investigation takes a turn after 500 rounds of ammo is found.
You can bet your bottom dollar. There's going to be a lawsuit.
Ben.
Just hanging out with a gang.
Only E.T.'s in London with the cast of Eternals.
This is the moment.
As Kristen Stewart channels Princess Diana, how she got into character on set.
I was like, okay, got it. Let's go. Let's run.
And Halloween week continues with a Harry Potter twist.
Oh, and this trio to help us out. Jodie, Char, and Meta.
E.T. starts right now.
Welcome to Entertainment Tonight at Universal Studios Hollywood, coming to you from the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. I mean, it actually feels like Harry could just roll by at any second.
I mean, right? We do feel like we're in the mix, and we've got a magical Motley crew helping us out today. The cast of Celebrity Exorcism, Jodie Sweetin, Shara Jackson, and our man, Meta World Peace. Y'all picked a great day to come hang out.
Yes, we really did.
You really did. I don't know what possessed any of you to do a project with the word exorcism in the title, but we have a lot of questions about it, and we're going to get all to that, okay?
All right.
Yeah,
indeed.
We will get into that. Yes. But first, nearly a week after the Rush tragedy, major developments today on the investigation into what happened on set at a press conference today.
Does Alec Baldwin himself face the potential of criminal charges?
All options are on the table at this point. No one has been ruled out at this point.
He's obviously the person that fired the weapon. So right now, he is an active part of this investigation.
Alec Baldwin obviously did not intend to shoot a live round or to kill her. I think the most he could be charged with is a negligent homicide. And yes, that is a possibility because he did not check the gun before he fired. But a jury would be asked, should he? Or should he rely on the assistant director that hands him the gun? There's also another level of responsibility because Baldwin is also a producer on the movie Rust.
New details revealed today. Authorities believe Alec fired a .45 caliber Colt pistol like this one and shot a live lead bullet, accidentally killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins. The projectile was removed from the shoulder of Rust director Joel Souza, who was briefly hospitalized. The 48-year-old was spotted out yesterday, looking distraught, while out on a drive near his San Francisco home. And we're learning more about the investigation. According to this search warrant obtained by ET, authorities say they recovered three revolvers and a startling amount of evidence.
There was a total of 500 rounds of ammunition. That is a mix of blanks, dummy rounds, and what we are suspecting, live rounds.
Live rounds and movie sets don't mix.
Fox Nation's Nancy Grace told ET the investigation will take months, and it's pretty surprising to have real ammo on the set.
That is why there are so many layers of precaution for movies of this genre. A Western with a lot of guns and a lot of ammo and a lot of shoot-em-outs. You have to be careful.
By the way, the sheriff's statement about live rounds seems to contradict what armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed allegedly told investigators. According to a warrant, she claimed, quote, no live ammo is ever kept on set.
Other reports, sloppy work, cutting corners, negligence on the set, especially when it comes to weapons, can come before a jury because it sets the tone of what happened leading up to Helena's death.
I think there was some complacency on this set, and I think there are some safety issues that need to be addressed by the industry and possibly by the state of New Mexico.
Also emerging today, clarity about the video evidence seized.
There was camera footage, but I can say that there was no footage of the actual incident.
NBC News reports they viewed on-set video from before the accident. It shows an actor, not Armorer Hanna, handing Alex 15-year-old co-star Brady Noon a long gun during rehearsal, which experts say violates industry protocol.
Was this because of budget? To save money? Rush the job? Is that why Helena is dead, leaving behind a husband and a child?
Rust was the 24-year-old's second movie ever. 2 months ago was her first, The Old Way, starring Nicolas Cage. She spoke about it on a recent podcast.
I was really nervous about it at first, and I almost didn't take the job because I wasn't sure if I was ready.
There are now other reports emerging that Nicolas Cage walked off a movie set because the very same armorer was firing guns on the set. If that's true, Nicolas Cage could very well be called to testify.
Someone else who could be at fault?
David Pauls, the assistant director, who apparently was fired from a previous movie for another gun mishap. That cannot be ignored.
A detective claims Dave Halls admitted to errors in gun safety protocol, including not checking all of the chambers before handing the gun to Baldwin. The official also says Halls couldn't recall if Gutierrez Reed spun the drum, as is standard practice.
There will be multiple lawsuits, probably against Alec Baldwin and many others.
Rust producers have opened their own investigation, and so has attorney Gloria Allred, who's representing the film's script supervisor, Mamie Mitchell, who called 911.
We were rehearsing, and it went off, and I ran out.
She was standing very close to Helena. Safety protocols were clearly not followed. It was clearly, at the minimum, gross civil negligence.
Gloria Allred is now on the case. You can bet your bottom dollar there's going to be a lawsuit.
This is just the tip of the iceberg here. We have a long way to go in this investigation. All right, let's change course now. Let's talk Eternals. Are you guys excited to see it?
Ooh, yes.
I saw it. It is amazing. And we have been with this cast since the very beginning, and now we are exclusively holding fashion court at their London premiere.
They've been public for their whole lives. I'm happy that they're able to have some fun with it and start to explore themselves even with their fashion.
Once again, Angelina and her kids eternally understood the style assignment. Check out that smile as the proud mama hit the carpet in a tuxedo gown. Shiloh matched mom in black and white with black flats, not sneakers like we saw in Rome. Zahara chose an off-the-shoulder pop of yellow, Vivienne in white, Maddox in a suit jacket, while Knox paired his with a Kiss t-shirt. Selma also made a stunning fashion statement alongside daughter Valentina.
This is Saint Laurent. So is my daughter's. This is my day tonight. I love the color. And it's really comfortable.
When I previously interviewed Angelina and Salma, they gushed over becoming besties.
I don't socialize very much, and I can kind of be a bit heavy. I could tell as soon as she walked in the room, she just carries this warmth.
It started slowly, not like, oh, we're going to be best friends. It was like an organic thing.
And with their daughters all around the same age, could this grow into a multi-generational sisterhood?
Yeah, Valentina and the girls, yeah.
I saw her and I was like, we're Shy and Z.
Eternals hits theaters November 5th, and it's breaking down barriers with its diverse cast. Lauren Ridloff's character, Makari, is the first deaf superhero. Brian Tyree Henry brings the first gay superhero, Phostos, to life.
You know what's never saved the planet? Your sarcasm.
When I take my kids to it, when I was standing with the cast, I think, oh, Z could be Makari for Halloween. Mad could be Gilgamesh. So it's wonderful.
And over in L.A., there was another big red carpet. Kristen Stewart's Princess Diana film, Spencer, and our Lauren Zima was there.
You wear the iconic wedding dress look, and it was very close to the original. What was it like for you to put that on?
When we put that dress on, it is embedded in a montage that kind of flashes her life before you. And putting that on was a spooky day. Take everything you learned about that day, all of your emotional responses that you have accumulated, put them all right here. It's kind of just like let your heart break in a moment. I was like, okay, got it, let's go.
Family are all gathered in the drawing room.
Kristen wears over 100 costumes in the movie. Many are replicas of what Princess Diana actually wore.
Diana, they can't change. You have to change.
The royal family might see this, members of it, they've watched The Crown. What do you hope they take away from it?
If they want to spend their time in indulging their own curiosities about ours, I would say that we led with love.
You have to be able to do things you hate.
You hate?
There has to be two of you. There's the real one and the one they take pictures of.
To play Prince Charles, actor Jack Farthing underwent his own transformation.
I had a beautiful bald cap and wig for Charles. So.
Did you really?
Yeah, he's thinning. Oh. And luckily, I mean, not luckily, but I happen to not be so far.
Spencer opens in theaters November 5th, and many are predicting Kristen is in the running for an Academy Award.
There's no hope for me. Not with them.
Congrats on the Oscars buzz, by the way.
Thank you.
Feel okay?
It feels more than, better than okay, like very okay. Yeah.
She feels, I would say, absolutely brilliant about it.
This one here. I'm telling y'all, she's on one today. Lauren, you are our resident Potterhead, hence the robe. So I know you're ready to show the guests a good time.
Oh, Nichelle, British accent engaged, and we will be riding the Flight of the Hippogriff roller coaster later. Who's with me?
I'm in.
Good accent. Nichelle.
What's that over there? Oh, butterbeer. Oh,
she's going to put butterbeer.
See y'all.
Don't worry. We'll get her back.
From a magically good time to a terrifying one.
Are you okay down there?
Yeah, we're good.
But I'm not.
What our guest co-host learned from paranormal boot camp. Then, Keanu Reeves once again proving he's a king. The super special and expensive way he just thanked his John Wick crew.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Did y'all hear that?
What was that?
Somebody's here?
Ain't no way. I'm out of there. But you can catch my guest co-hosts Jodie Sweetin, Shar Jackson, and Meta World Peace take on the paranormal world in Celebrity Exorcism. It is streaming out on Tubi. What were y'all thinking? Honestly, why did you do this?
Yeah, I wanted to do it. I was so excited. For me, the scarier the better.
No, I'm not.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I did not share her enthusiasm.
Oh, you did?
No, I didn't.
Exactly what Shaw said. It was crazy. I was running behind them.
Yes. I never thought I'd be Meta's bodyguard. I'll tell you that much.
I got a chill.
Did you?
Yeah, real chill.
Explain exactly what goes on your missions when you do these missions.
Each location that we were at had some different supernatural activities. The exorcist that we were working with, she was really getting us to try and kind of hone our own supernatural skills and tap into stuff.
Jody did not stutter. She said exorcist. They are working with an exorcist.
Yep. Not a priest.
Because I thought that job title had to have a collar.
No.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No. Shar, there was a special moment for you where you felt like you connected with your former Moesha co-star, Yvette Wilson, who passed away in 2012.
That changed the whole experience for me because before that, I was like, I don't know if I need to be here. But after that moment, I was like, okay, there's something beautiful in this. Yeah. So maybe it's not all scary.
Where exactly?
What was that?
Meta, nothing came with you from the other side, right? Because you were concerned about that.
I was concerned about that. I was very, because I didn't know what I was getting into. I thought the entity was like a company. I didn't know. I can't believe this.
Another show we want to talk about. Do you all watch Ted Lasso?
I just started. Yes,
just started.
On my to-do list.
TED Talks.
I love that about you. I love it. Well, Our Dad's Night Out with Jason Sudeikis is on the way. Football is life for him and his 7-year-old son. They're outing with some of the Ted Lasso crew.
Woo-wee.
Then, remember Highway to Heaven?
I want people to either laugh or cry or feel something.
The Michael Landon classic gets a reboot. We're with the stars.
Do y'all believe in angels?
I believe in angels. I just worked with one.
Ah, yes.
Welcome back, everyone. We have donned our official Harry Potter robes because we are about to ride the Flight of the Hippogriff.
All right.
Ladies, it looks like I'm not going to fit.
Oh. Yeah, you might be a little big for this one. But you know what? Here, we got you some Bertie Bott's every flavor beans.
Okay.
Enjoy, but
thank you.
Be careful.
All right.
Meta,
this is great.
We'll be right back.
Okay.
Yes, let's go.
Hi, Meta.
locked and loaded.
Is this pretty scary?
No.
You're good.
Everything.
Just
hold on to your wand.
Oh, we got Buckbeak. There he is.
Hey, Bubby. Hey, Boo.
Put your wands up. Put your wands up. Put your wands up. This is what they call the Hermione hair.
I'm Hermione Granger.
Do, 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 do. Yes!
Oh, that was so fun!
I
so
feel like a real wizard.
Yes, and you didn't even lose your wand.
And I didn't even lose my stomach.
Oh, that was great. So, how are the beans?
I think I got a dirt or grass one.
Yeah, probably dirt and grass. You know, they're both
is
there.
That right?
We're going to eat around those. And Kevin, back to you.
Listen, I'll take being too tall for the ride if I can play in the NBA. All right, now to Keanu Reeves and his boss man moves for his John Wick crew.
Check out the estimated $15,000 Rolex watches Keanu just gifted his four stuntmen. The 57-year-old action star had each watch personalized for the guys who literally go to the mat for him. They all just wrapped production on John Wick Chapter 4 and celebrated with dinner in Paris. Here's what Jason Sudeikis was celebrating last night. An LAFC win with his 7-year-old son Otis and Ted Lasso co-stars Brendan Hunt, Mo Judy Lamore, and Brett Goldstein. We know Otis is a big fan of Dad's Emmy-winning TV show.
Otis refers to Roy Kent as the king of the king, I think is what he says.
Okay. He didn't say the word.
No. Okay. He used to. We got him off that.
That's cool.
The guys were front row last night, cheering the home team on to victory and taking photos on the pitch with fans.
Oh my gosh, how much fun did they have? All right, let's talk TV now, because remember the show Highway to Heaven? Well, the classic series is now making a comeback, but with a new Earth Angel, 3-time Grammy winner, Jill Scott.
You are actually working with Michael Lynn State on this.
Yes.
So that's a big deal.
To see his legacy continue, it means a lot to them. So I'm like super proud to be a part of it, not only to do it like for my grandma, but to do it for fine ass Michael Landon. He was beautiful. Let's say what it was.
It's been 30 years since Michael passed away from pancreatic cancer. And in this new reimagining of his beloved show, Jill is taking over the role of an angel sent to Earth. The OG's 80s series was on for 5 seasons, and E.T. was with Michael from the start.
I want people to either laugh or cry or feel something.
Show business is not her life.
How is it updated now for audiences in 2021?
Honestly, it's really very similar.
No.
It's going to be so damn sweet.
Just try to be the light in someone's darkness.
The movie premieres November 6th on Lifetime, and it's actually the first of several new Highway to Heaven films. Joining Jill is Seventh Heaven alum Barry Watson. He plays the principal who hires her as a guidance counselor.
I felt like I almost manifested me being a part of it just because I saw a rerun of Highway to Heaven, and I remember telling my wife, like, why hasn't somebody done a reboot of this yet?
Are you a unicorn?
I am actually a real angel.
Do y'all believe in angels?
Yep, I do.
Yeah.
I don't know about Barry. Do you believe in angels?
I believe in angels. I just worked with one.
Yes,
indeed. Jill Scott is an angel.
Yes, she is. Hello.
He's got a little crush, y'all.
All right, we've got more coming from Universal Studios Hollywood and the cast of Celebrity Exorcism when we come back.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Hello, ET. It's good to see you.
Is that Harry or Jerry? Only ET's on the set of the Talks pop star transformations for Halloween.
All I know is my husband would love to see Ariana.
I had so much fun, but clearly Jerry and everybody else had a lot of fun with those transformations. Can we say a big thank you to the cast of Celebrity Exorcism?
Yeah.
Yes!
Y'all did that, but thank you for being here. It was fun. Now, oh, go get some sage, somebody.
I mean, yeah, I'll be honest. Also, guys, this is the last week to attend Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios. For tickets and information, please hit up their website. This has been the most.
Yes, we have had a great time at the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. Oh, check out Celebrity Exorcism on Tubi. And guys,
this is Butterbeer.
Yeah, this is Butterbeer.
Yeah, let's check it
out. Ta-ta, Muggles! Bye, everybody.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.